In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. The theme of our discussion today, Healing Through Darkness, Part 4, and then we'll transition into Healing from Oppression and Fear. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us, in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us, Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When we are facing darkness, when we see no way out, when we feel like we're alone and abandoned by God, when we're afraid and anxious, let us then exercise our faith and say, Jesus, I trust in you, and Jesus will never let you down. Never. He's with you. He loves you. You are his beloved. Yes, you are. Whatever the circumstances, whatever the tragedy, whatever the adversity, Jesus says to you, be not afraid. Be not afraid. You see, in love, there can be no fear. But fear is driven out by perfect love, because to fear is to expect punishment. And anyone who is afraid is still imperfect in love. 1 John 4:18. Let's have great confidence as we continue forward in God's grace in our lives, in our mission, relying on the power of God who has saved us and called us to be holy, not because of anything we ourselves have done, but for his own purpose and by his own grace. 2 Timothy 1:8-9. And we can find comforting assurance in the following dynamic scripture promise, which I often share. We know that by turning everything to their good, God cooperates with all those who love him, with all those he has called according to his purpose, Romans 8:8. We cannot see in advance everything good that will come out of our adversities. That is true. Many of these adversities seeming to us to be unfair or to serve no good purpose, and which are very painful. But God will turn everything to their good. We can be sure of this. Like St. Paul in his great mission, we are called to take just one step in darkness at a time, in total abandonment, trusting in our Lord Jesus, who is in command, who is holding us by the hand through the darkness at every step. And I assure you, he is leading you. He is leading you into his magnificent and transforming light. Count on it. Quote, Saul got up from the ground, but even with his eyes wide open, he could see nothing at all. And they had to lead him into Damascus by the hand. Acts 9:8-9. Jesus, I trust in you. So allow me to switch themes very slightly to healing from oppression and fear. To the point, I'd like to share a brief entry from my diary, September 24, 2011. Last night, I had an experience or dream, only God knows which for sure, in which the devil was present, and I told him with assurance that any evil he does will only result in the end in giving greater glory to God, as God brings a tremendous good out of everything in his perfect providence, even evil. This incensed the devil so that he attacked me, but I knew that my soul was safe in Christ Jesus. Kathleen mentioned this morning when I shared this with her that she heard me groaning in my sleep last night. Why am I sometimes afraid and anxious when things in general don't go according to my plan? Please, Lord Jesus, bless me with perfect love. I cannot achieve this on my own. Perhaps this sort of fear and doubt and anxiety is something that will always ebb and flow according to our weak human condition this side of heaven. There are times, merely by the grace of God, that I seem to be entirely immersed in perfect love, when I'm not afraid at all. I am then invincible in Jesus. Then there are times when my love is far from perfect. As a matter of fact, it seems to have dissipated altogether. But I always know where to turn for strength. I merely need to turn to the one who strengthens me in my weakness. That is where we turn, to our Lord Jesus. Quote, so I shall be very happy to make my weaknesses my special boast, so that the power of Christ may stay over me. 2 Corinthians 12, 9-10. And that power does stay over me, and it does stay over you at all times, whether you feel it or not, because Jesus is, quote, faithful and true. Revelation 19:2. For it is when I am weak that I am strong. 2 Corinthians 12:10. I have personally experienced many sets of ups and downs along this long road of leukemia and a bone marrow transplant. I must admit that I had been feeling so bad at times that I wondered if I would ever feel better again and whether the end of my life was fast approaching. Then, a day or two later, with a medication adjustment or some other development, I would begin feeling well again. This is yet another proof that God is ultimately in command of what happens to us, of what happens to you, and in control of it when it happens. Oh, how many times I thought I was good as dead, and then I bounced back. And this still happens in certain ways today. Yes, our loving God is in command. Thank you, Father, for loving me, for having my back, to seeing to the greater good of every circumstance in my life. And yes, he sees to the greater good in every circumstance of your life. Yes, he is in command. He is so in command and so in love with you. Well, when one is feeling exceedingly ill and exhausted, it is easy to fall into the oppression of fear and discouragement. Yes, I know this. But the truth does not change. God is still arranging everything for the best, and there is no reason to fear. We need only trust in him, trust in his personal love. Listen, it takes a far greater effort to trust in Jesus when things are at their most difficult, but that is precisely when he is there to do the heavy lifting for you. When we make our Lord Jesus our all, capital A-L-L, we have no fear. Is Jesus Christ my all? Is he your all? If not yet, am I willing to make him my all, or rather, to allow him to be my all that he so desires to be? Quote, that evening they brought him many who were possessed by devils. He cast out the spirits with a word and cured all who were sick. This was to fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah. He took our sicknesses away and carried our diseases for us. Matthew 8:16-18. What a loving God we have, a God who became man so he could take our sicknesses away and carry our diseases for us. And yes, devils exist, and they are quite active in stirring things up, trying to destroy our happiness, trying to destroy your happiness, our unity and peace, doing all in their measly power to divert each of us from turning to our Lord Jesus with confidence for everything good. Jesus made it unequivocally clear that the devil is not only a liar, but the father of lies. Quote, he was a murderer from the start. He was never grounded in the truth. There is no truth in him at all. When he lies, he is drawing on his own store because he is a liar and the father of lies. John 8:44. So we should pay no attention whatsoever to what this enemy says or tries to instigate because he is a liar. When we fail to turn to Jesus, the demons can easily wrap us up around their devious fingers, with their intelligence being far superior to ours, and they can vent their unfathomable hate and rage against us. But we can be assured that the demons are powerless against our Lord Jesus. They are powerless against our Lord Jesus in his name. You see, when we turn to Jesus for protection and help, we have no worries. With only a word, he casts out devils. In fact, he casts out devils by no more than simply willing it. He wills it and it is done. Jesus not only helps us by casting out devils, but he takes our sicknesses away and he carries them for us. He took them to the cross. He nailed them to the cross. He took them onto himself. Yes, he takes your sicknesses and infirmities away. And I'll be right back to tell you about what Jesus does with your sicknesses and infirmities and why he does it the way he does it. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We'll be right back.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, and we return to our discussion of healing from oppression and fear. Yes, Jesus not only helps us by casting out devils, but he takes your sicknesses away, your infirmities away, and he carries them for you. He took your sicknesses, your infirmities, your sins to the cross to be nailed there, to be destroyed there in his person. He took them onto himself. Why? Because there is a great deal, an infinitely greater deal, more love in this vicarious suffering than if he had only cast away our sins, diseases, and infirmities from a distance. This is an infinitely empathetic love. There are many types of diseases we need to be cured of, more than just the physical kind. The devils work against our weaknesses. Oh, yes, against our weaknesses, because they never fight fair. Yes, the devil tries everything to instill fear, disunity, suspicion, impurity, and attacks against the dignity of the human person in diverse ways, including trying to warp the beautiful gift of our sexuality. The demonic tempts us to make a god, small g, of things, power, prestige, sex, ourselves. These devils attempt to delude us with the lie of moral relativism, attempting to convince us that we ourselves are the determiners of objective truth, and tempt us to question whether there is any such thing as objective truth, to try to make us believe that we are the ultimate determiners of right and wrong, and that there is no such thing as sin, so that we think and live in a self-centered way, as if we ourselves are gods. But we are not gods. God is God, and we are not. Did Jesus not tell us that the devil is a liar? Yes, our Lord Jesus warned us for good reason. The evil enemy likes to remain hidden, where he can work more effectively through stealth. Listen, when the devil comes out in the open in his attacks against us, it is a sign that he is frustrated and that we are not in his grips, that we are advancing the kingdom of our Lord Jesus. Then we merely turn with complete confidence to our Lord Jesus. Yes, we are covered in the precious blood of our Lord Jesus through the sacraments, through our baptism, through the Eucharist. And Jesus most assuredly protects us, though he may permit us to carry this cross of demonic harassment for a little while, for a great good to come out of it. Listen, there is no need to fear or to be oppressed by the devil as long as we turn to Jesus for his always available help. Bottom line, we are called to build our lives and eternity on the impregnable rock of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only true safe harbor, the only true complete fulfillment, and the only true peace, the kind of peace the world cannot give. Though everything God has made is good, all the things of this world will pass. We should use everything God has given us for his glory. We enslave ourselves when we are fearful of losing anything outside of God. And that slavery is oppressive and cruel. That slavery of fear of losing anything outside of God is a betrayer. And it will never make us happy. It will never make you happy. Listen to Luke 6, 47 to 49. I will show you what someone is like who comes to me, listens to my words, and acts on them. That one is like a person building a house who dug deeply and laid a foundation on rock. When the flood came, the river burst against that house, but could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who listens and does not act is like a person who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the river burst against it, it collapsed at once and was completely destroyed. End of quote. Yes, it is true. In life, adversities, tragedies, losses, all forms of crosses can sometimes seem to come at us in a veritable, overwhelming flood. But when we build our life, when we build our eternity on our Lord Jesus, who is the rock, nothing, and I mean nothing, can shake us. Our Lord Jesus is there, taking care of everything for you. He has your back. He is your rock. Yes, He invites us. He invites you to come to Him. To come to Him. His arms are outstretched, inviting you to come to Him so that He may embrace you, so He may wash you with His precious blood, so that He may touch you with His wounded, scarred hands. Yes, those hands where He has branded you, where He sees you, where He is always seeing you, always thinking of you, always interceding for you. Yes, He invites you to come to Him and to listen to His words. And His words are always spoken in love for you. And to act on them, to act on His words, those words will bring you happiness in time and in eternity. So let's build our lives, our eternity on the rock of our Lord Jesus. And when that flood comes, we will be at peace as we watch that flood pass around the rock on which we stand in safety. We'll be right back with more Forming Faithful Families.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of Forming Faithful Families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families' partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I am Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our discussion of healing from oppression and fear. So, when we're experiencing fear and oppression, and these things do come, we know where to turn, don't we? We know where to place our burden. Quote, "It was I who relieved your shoulder of the burden. Your hands could drop the laborer's basket. You called in your trouble, so I rescued you. Hidden in the storm, I answered you. I tested you at the waters of Meribah." Psalm 81, 6-7. Listen, as far as Jesus our Lord is concerned, the heavier your burden, the more He wants it on His shoulder and off of yours. The heavier the burden you are carrying in your laborer's basket, the more Jesus wants you to call out in your trouble so that you can drop it and He can pick it up for you. Yes, He is there to rescue you every time, even in the worst storm of your life. I know this. He is there to answer you, to protect you. And even though you may have been tested and you feel like you're sinking in the water like St. Peter, His hand goes out to you and He says, "Come, beloved of my Father, I'm here. I'm here to rescue you." We are called to let go of our burdens, to not try to control every outcome in our lives. We're called to drop the basket of trying to be in control when we are not. We are called to rest where true rest and peace is found. That is in Jesus our Lord. Jesus is our only true security. There is nothing to worry about. It may seem at times that our Lord Jesus is hidden while we are in the midst of a storm, but we can be confident that He is there. He is fully focused on you. Jesus is totally in control of the storm raging in your life, and He is able to stop it with a word, with a nod. See 2 Maccabees 8:18 to 19. Yes, we need merely call out to Jesus in our trouble. And when we call out, His arms are always open to rescue us. He heals us by taking up our burden if only we allow Him. Let go. Let go. Give your burden to Jesus and find true peace. True calm from the storm. And remember that you are God's masterpiece. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. 334-1988.